May the Lord keep us in His peace in these turbulent times. May the Lord stand at your right hand through all trials and steady our hearts and help us to understand the times we are living in and pray for those things which are most urgent to Him. Amen. Lord, what is on your heart? What should we be praying for? I saw a vision of the oceans boiling and turbulent. Jesus began, "It is a reality that hell is filling up again. It is expanding with souls as well as being affected by pulses and the nemesis Nibiru destroyer solar system in its close approach to Earth. Your world is in a highly dangerous condition, with lava bursting out of trenches in the ocean, as well as underwater volcanoes that are causing the water to become very hot, releasing toxic substances, killing sea life in multiple places. Water is going to rise, and land masses are going to be flooded because of these changes. But Claire, I want you to understand something. While it may be out of your control, it is not out of my control. I have complete control of what happens on Earth. So continue to not be afraid." And here I want to just say that Mike from around the world has talked about reports from airline pilots who have seen the oceans lit up at night. Many fish and other living organisms are dying because of this. I remember in Revelation it said that a third of the fish of the sea will die. I want to share something with you that talks about the destroyer and the worlds inside the earth and what is to be revealed of them. I do not believe we've arrived at this point quite yet, but I do believe it's coming soon. And the destroyer has a part to play. In Revelation 9, the fifth angel sounded his shofar, and I saw a star that had fallen out of heaven onto the earth. And he was given the key to the shaft leading down to the abyss. He opened the shaft of the abyss, and there went up smoke from the shaft, like the smoke of a huge furnace. The sun was darkened, and the sky, too, by the smoke from the shaft. Then out of the smoke onto the earth came locusts, and they were given power like scorpions have on earth. They were instructed not to harm the grass on the earth, any green plant or tree, but only the people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. The locusts were not allowed to kill them, only to inflict pain on them for 5 months, and the pain they caused was like the pain of a scorpion sting. In those days, people will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them. Now these locusts looked like horses outfitted for battle. On their heads were what looked like crowns of gold. Their faces were like human faces. They had hair like woman's hair, and their teeth were like those of lions. Their chests were like iron breastplates, and the sound their wings made was like the roar of many horses and chariots rushing into battle. They had tails like those of scorpions with stings, and in their tails was the power to hurt people for 5 months. They had as king over them the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in our language, destroyer. Okay, so that's from Revelation. So while these things are yet to happen, I'm drawing a parallel between the Nibiru system and the events yet to come. Jesus continued, "These monsters of the abyss have been manufactured to be released and destroy the inhabitants of the earth, as well as to make it a complete wasteland. This was foretold in the scriptures, but they can only go so far. Now, I've been thinking about the 3 days of darkness lately and wondering if we should be preparing for that. So, not knowing if we should be preparing for that, I went to the Bible promises because I do not trust my discernment on things I have a strong opinion or desire for or against. I didn't quite feel a direct answer, but this caught my attention. God will not forget the work you did for Christians. This shows your love for Christ. We want each one of you to keep on working to the end. Then what you hope for will happen. That's Hebrews 6. Well, that certainly is a direction for those who are sitting around idle waiting for the rapture. Not everyone who claims to belong to the Lord will be raptured. Only those who are sincerely about His business with all their hearts and not living selfishly for themselves, but busy helping others. Dear heart dwellers, I've been tempted to crawl back under the covers and wait. But somehow, He always gives me the strength to keep going and even extend myself further. This is pure grace, pure love for Him that He has given me to strengthen me. I just don't want to disappoint Him anymore. When we decide to be slothful and lazy, thinking we've worked so long and so hard, surely we can kick back and recover, we are in the flesh, not in love with our God. So don't let that line of reasoning from your flesh and the demons give you permission to abandon your post just before your king arrives at the gate. He wants to see His bride busy at work for Him when He comes for her. And know that if you are sick, your prayers are even more powerful. You are offering your body as a living sacrifice for the salvation of sinners, to bring them the gospel. Jesus already paid the debt, but someone has to tell them. And those of you stuck in bed can pray for workers to go out into the harvest fields. In fact, tonight, Ezekiel is suffering, and he told us, I see boats, nets, and fish. The nets are full of fish as they are being hauled into the boats. Many times, if you're a victim soul, the Lord will show you who and what you were praying for. And it does help to know. In fact, it truly helps to acquaint yourself slightly with what is going on. It is good for you to see the plight of the migrants. It is good for you to see how people are left homeless from the fires. And a little bit of acquaintance with these conditions helps you to pray from the heart for these desperate souls. And you may also want to donate to their cause, and I know this is pleasing to the Lord. But don't get hooked on the news, and don't bother with mainstream news, as many times they leave all the critical and important news out because they are trying to form your minds to be asleep or afraid. Recently, we discovered news from India called WION, that is spelled W-I-O-N, that represents some very relevant topics and things we need to pray for. There are many more stations, and I cannot remember right now, but look around. They're there. You can tell immediately where they are coming from by their attitudes about the virus. I took a break to look something up on the internet, and I almost fell. I didn't fall, but I did lose time. So I said to the Lord, Jesus, I'm back. And He said, that was quite a dangerous little excursion. And this is what happened. When I went to look up the word abyss and destroyer in the Bible app, there was an ad for a complete Jewish study Bible. I'm fascinated about the cultural details that are the backdrop for scriptures. So I tried to buy it. Well, four times PayPal wouldn't let me. Then I decided to use my card and I heard over my shoulder, you might as well go eat some chocolate. In other words, your fasting from treats is going to be useless if you buy that book. Well, I couldn't stand the thought of being separated from Jesus because of my disobedience, so I went to the Bible promises just to be sure. First two readings were a little positive, but something nagged at my heart, and I said, please, Lord, I don't want to let you down. If you don't want me to buy that book, give me jealousy in the next reading. So what do you think I got? My third reading was jealousy. So I put it away. The same night, later on into the early morning hours, Ezekiel suffered some terrible experiences as he was transported by the Lord to a fetish priest in Ghana who was in the process of torturing and killing a 14-year-old boy. Ezekiel was experiencing some of the torment and rebuking the shaman and demons. But the ritual never stopped, and the boy died. Whether this happened in real time, future time, or past is not clear, but I believe it did happen. The Lord took the boy out of his body way before he died, so he was spared much of the torture. I talked with Mother Elijah later, and she said there have been quite an increase in missing persons in Ghana. Well, that could also be due to the increased need for adrenochrome or an increase in satanic worship. Lord, please come soon. This is too horrible to contemplate. My heart aches. Jesus spoke again. Beloved, this is a balancing act. The right timing is only my Father's decision to make. But I begged for more time because the earth's harvest is ripe. But Lord, what about Southern California and all the quakes in the Sea of Cortez every day? 4-1, 4-5, 4-2, 4-8. And now Oregon is doing the same thing. I am so concerned that California is not long for this world. And recently a deep sea dweller, an anglerfish, washed up on the beach in San Diego. Mike from around the world mentioned that this is another sign that there is about to be a significant earthquake. Jesus answered me, you are right, my dear one. I have done almost everything in my power to get people to move from that area of America. I have allowed disaster after disaster to get them out of harm's way. But some are captive in the deep sleep of materialism, and it doesn't suit their agenda, so they will be the ones to go down in the quake that is coming. It's only a matter of time, and I tell you the truth. I dread the day, and I do not want to make the decision. I leave it up to my Father alone. I love all of you who live in California. I do not want to see you perish. But you have not gone deep enough to heed my warnings. And unless you leave those locations quickly, you will be engulfed in this horrendous tragedy. Please, my people, if you have heard my call to leave, do not delay another day. Time is running out. Lord, I have a question. Are our enemies using high-tech weapons against us to cut that portion of California loose? Jesus answered, you can be sure man's efforts are involved in this. You have been at war, but it is kept hidden from you. Your enemies will use every high-tech weapon to bring about your demise. However, they are starting with a natural weakness and aggravating it until it fails. There are both underwater operations and scalar technology being used. These have been in use for a very long time and are just now becoming common knowledge to the public. Now, I had heard the word scalar before, but I wasn't sure what it meant, so I looked it up. And my best explanation, just to sum it up, is that scalar weapons are directed energy weapons that use electromagnetic pulses, microwaves, or other electronic weaponry, similar to what Nikola Tesla was working with. They are more powerful than nuclear weapons. I had heard the word scalar before, but wasn't sure what it meant, so I looked it up. And my best explanation is that scalar weapons are directed energy weapons that use electromagnetic pulses, microwaves, or other weaponry similar to what Nikola Tesla was working with. They are more powerful than nuclear weapons and are very discreet and difficult to detect. There are lots of weird rainbows and shafts of light seen in areas before a major quake, and I believe that these are evidence of the scalar weapons being deployed